Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
Internet of Things update. This is just an update into where I'm at wiring up an Internet of Things. So, I'm not a genius and I'm not particularly skillful, but I suppose I'm very focused in terms of an Internet of Things thing that I want to get up and running and away. And at the very top level, I'm aware of the theory of something, like the theory of computers or the theory of solid cells. For instance, there's a couple of economic theories going about and a process going about, and the theory of mechanized infantry, or mechanized warfare, so to speak. Though I'm not a militarist or anything like that, but there's a definite theory that an understanding right down the track that you want overwhelming firepower to arrive at a particular point and not be defeated, and then when it's won, move on to the next point or be redeployable. This is to understand the quality of it and what you need. So you train, you have the equipment, and then you go out and have the fuel. It's sort of no longer saying, oh, buying all these tanks and not having fuel, so you have protection, you have a plan for the fuel to get there, command control to get there. So a lot of people think mechanized warfare, oh, just get a tank and do it. There's a lot more to it. And the idea is a future battle that you have in mind, a future style of deployment. And this will be, say, for navies, anything like that. There's no point building one submarine. You've got to build several. You've got to build the infrastructure for it. You've got to cloak it. You've got to train it. You've got to do everything like that, and then deploy it and stuff like that. So in this case, we're looking at introducing mechanization of teaching. And this is where I have a student and I've got them for 3 hours. I can teach them with a single thermometer, and I can teach them a strategy to deal with the fact that they won't be able to read it. They'll get a variety of things, and I can basically wave my hands and say things, or I can go for the other thing, which is, this is, as I planned it, a suite of 5 thermocouple thermometers, plus a high accuracy thermometer, plus 2 pressure gauge, atmospheric pressure gauges, plus a weight thing, plus a pH system, all for about $60 Australian, put together, and battery powered in the student's hand. So a student has a thermometer, or they can have a kit, and the thermometer is really great. It doesn't, you don't have to plug it in, you don't have to do anything. Similarly, this is also great, and you don't have to do it. And the theory is I suppose the principle of mechanization is that you're planning for that future battle, that future sequence, that the student can walk out with this basic briefcase, which opens up, take it to their home, and take it wherever, and it automatically records everything. You could, I'm half thinking of putting a GPS system in it, all these different things you could put in with it. So, an environmental, so they take it out into environment, do whatever they want to, and unlike, so you, for instance, you could have, you know, if you, in the thinking of it, you can have a soldier with a 303, or you could have a the same person in a fully mechanized tank and stuff like that. They can do a lot more, travel a lot farther, think a lot differently. Now, the thing is that they've got to think differently. So the thing is that the, I mean, this is bad way of speaking it, but it's sort of, this is my training. Your soldier, so a 303 is the reference for a World War One gun. I suppose that's the gun we had in World War Two as well. Yeah, it's pretty sad. Yeah, and so there's things you can do if you're trained to do it properly. It's good. So the well-trained elite soldier with a 303 is something to see. That you can't hard to see it, but very highly accurate. They can exist for a long time with it and pose a great threat with it. Especially the British 303, it had a very short little bolt which you can flick forward, and it was, you know, basically almost automatic. They had the bolt action, you know, much very high speed, accuracy, things like this range, and of course that's great. So a properly trained student with a thermometer who knows how to do it properly can be fantastic. But overall, when things get going, we have this conscription system, and we drag people off the street and we get them into action without sufficient training, because that's the way we do it. And this is what happens with students. We say, here, we can't afford to train them, but by the time you train them, you'd bore them stupid. There's that. Or you can actually put this system here. And we've always been able to put thermocouples together and stuff like that. What is different? So this is the mechanical mechanical system. Now, although this sounds far-fetched, this is really the core of officer training. This is like the real core. You want your officer to be a leader, and to, it's no point being a great leader and fantastic if they don't actually understand the true nature of what they're leading. That is the men, but also the equipment, men and women, the equipment, and they have to understand the full nature on a few things. So essentially, at the deepest point, it's not about training a student to measure a temperature and to do a test as the way we always did it. We're not training them to leave the trench and go over the top. We're really basically, the military would be officer, but the equivalent of an officer, you know, the officer is a research scientist. That is someone who can actually see the equipment, see the situation, go way ahead. Now, essentially, again, I've always got in my head these people who say, if it's not doing it at the moment and the door is shut, and so the only thing you can hear through the door is it's muffled, it's not going to work, go away, and stuff like that. But I think from people from overseas, I don't know, it's hard to understand. So Australia's got a very tiny population. Well, had a tiny population. And essentially, if you take away the complexity of it all, if you wanted to say very simply, is that if officer training is at, say, 10, we would train, basically, you know, we'd have heaps of resources, heaps of training, and obviously they wouldn't be any special. There's nothing really special about Australian soldiers or anything like that, but we have the resources and the focus to train them up to a level of, say, 8, the thing is to, I think the battalion PAM or something like that. The PAM is fabulous. Is the idea is the is actual individuals know the mind of the commander. So you know, that's the aim. Of course, to know the aim of the commander, there's a lot more training. So so as opposed, say, to Americans, who they train the infantry in each person, so they've got a high turnover of people, and they have a lot of roles to fill. They've got sort of like a whole battle system through. So what happens is that we train each individual in their core, in all aspects of their core, to go across. So the infantry person is trained in all aspects of it, and basically is sort of up to corporal level. Though they're, you know, so they're really one rank ahead. So this led to certain things, and there's nothing special about it, and there's to be said against it. There's standard mental health issues with it all. Although this is the theory, the actual who we get in and how we do it is not. It's still got to be improved. And similarly, this is really sort of the second prong. Yeah, I'm doing a mechanisation of student science, and but sort of a similar lesson is we've also got to look at the psychology, and that is moving. It's not. It's yeah. For me, it's not just working away, getting the equipment off the shelf, and just delivering it. There's got to be a sort of a bigger psychological sea change, and so, and because this sea change isn't happening, I'm not extremely stressed that the doors aren't opening, because even if they opened, the mindset isn't there to take it. Sort of like, I don't know, say the delivery of a target tank or something like that to the infantry, or thing where they haven't had the entire, you know, build up to it. So they see it there and they drive it around, and all right, but I still believe, because no one's trained to go ahead with it. That's a long way of talking it. So so that's my overall vision, and the sort of combination of the research. Like a fundamental research scientist, at a point, is standing on the precipice of ignorance. They do not know precisely how to get there, and there are problems that they need to have to work at to solve. That's sort of the definition. So that's similarly here. I sort of went over the field, began to pick, you know, what can I put together to sort of demonstrate, sort of like a calling card. And the first really was a focused, self-contained experiment, which is the Einstein-Haas experiment, which is really practically the first, unless I'm going completely mad, it's probably there. And one of the things as a research scientist, you've got the candor of disinterest. You have an honest belief that you're right, but it's not. It is only a belief. It is an understanding that you're right, and someone can come in. So, I honestly believe that I've cracked this sort of quantum mechanical demonstration program, and I've, in the process, basically upgraded my electronics from 80s and 90s up to Arduino, and now I'm sort of coming back with some early knowledge from, I suppose, go back to World War II, I suppose, in terms of point-to-point wiring, how you marry this all up. And so that was the first one. And then the next strike is to go through the series of prototypes. And I recently heard someone say, you've got to have your first, you've got to cut to the execution, cut to the completion, so you can have your first to, so your second one can be better. Your second one can't be better if you don't have your first. So I've gone through the first version, and it barely worked. And this is with three load sensors and a single thermocouple, and I basically got that to just barely work. And when I say barely work, it well, this is going to be interesting. There's something happening afoot up here. Yeah, so I barely got it to work. So all the communication was in the clear. It was in uncoded. It was not in binary or anything like that. So at any point in time, you could see where the communication came, pull it up in the screen. It says, this sensor is not quite like this. It says the time is this, the sensor is this, all full, you know, really long verbose stuff. And then slowly ram it through the serial port, ram all sorts of things through the internet. So someone is stuck behind the gate. So what's happening is there's a national park, and there's robotic gates which close the national park. So it's really rather sad. They've sacked everyone and they've automated it all, which seems rather simple. However, your rangers did a lot more than just, they weren't just gatekeepers, they were specialists and stuff like that. And the major thing is that if you don't educate people about the park, they don't really understand it. So I've got to see what this chap is doing. So they must be expecting so what happens is that you can, if you're stuck there, they text you and you read your credit card over the phone, and when the money goes into the bank electronically, the gate will open. So just see that. Are you okay? Did you get caught inside the park, or you're just waiting for it to open? Are you? Excellent. You're okay? Yeah, brilliant. He's doing this. I can't describe what Australia's turning into. It's turning completely cashless. No one carries cash at the moment. And yeah, I'm okay. I'm just going for a walk. I just thought you were okay. I'm just checking that you're okay.
Oh, yeah.
No, you're
calling the security. Trying to get them to come open the gate.
Oh, they as far as I know, Oh, you're phoning that number?
Yeah. I just called security there.
And they're calling to you?
They're bringing someone out.
Oh, they're bringing someone out?
Yeah, I was hoping you had a key or something.
Oh, no, it's not. I'm not security.
It would be awesome if we had one, hey?
Oh, no, I...
But you live local?
Yeah, I live local. And I'm just going...
You go for a walk at night?
Oh, that's cool. I'm podcasting at the moment. There you go.
Oh.
And I just... For health-wise, I just have to push myself.
Especially at night, it'll be nice.
Oh, around here, where do you live in Sydney?
Springwood.
Oh, yeah, Springwood. You know, it's the same thing. You can, so I can just podcast like my thing. There's just no one
here. How'd you get into that?
Me?
Yeah. What made you get into podcasting?
I can show you how to do it. No,
that's okay. I was interested, like, what made you want to, that'd be awesome. I'd like to do a hobby like that.
Well, it is. The real bottom line is, I was looking here because they can do this robotically. You know,
that's what I was surprised. I called the guy and he goes, no, we've got to send someone physically.
Oh, yeah, because you know what? As I walked around this thing, it's dangerous. You could hurt. So I think that's why it was. It would be, if they will work on it. Depends how often they're called and stuff. And are they charging you some money for it?
Yeah, $70.
Yep. There you go.
Oh, wow, I should have said there's an emergency. I'm having a heart attack. And they might open it.
Oh, well, so that was my story. I had a heart operation and open heart. And so you start off really quite walking. You have to point it. Unfortunately, to point out, this is great microphone because it cuts out.
Oh, okay, it cuts out all the noise.
It only goes that way. So I've eventually picked it up. So the real story with it is, I had the thing, but I also had all these strokes in the brain, and so I had to.
Sorry to hear.
Oh no, I'm pumping. I'm over the moon. I don't know what religion you are, but it's as if in the old days you had to have Allah or Jesus Christ. You had to be there to get the miracle. But now everyone gets the miracle. It's great. It's just absolutely.
Really, since you had that union, I feel like you're getting the miracle every single day.
Absolutely.
Wow,
oh, she was. So I had my valve wasn't working.
Oh, so you had to get
Yeah, and that they put a little aircraft part in me. I'm not joking. A little aircraft part, and it's absolutely fantastic. And then the strokes, you have to. It's not. It's like, and it's like you're beaten in sport. You have to get the team up. You gotta do it. And so, part of that is learning. I have to learn to speak. People would not understand me, so I have to, just pump sort of hours of podcasting a day just to go across and just really. You have to. It's there's no coach. There's. I can't.
So it's because your speech will deteriorate if you don't keep talking.
No, it's not that. It's what happens is you can't recall a particular word, and so you invent sentences. You don't do it naturally. You invent sentences all around it, sort of like you can't go, and so you walk all around, and people are going, "What the fuck?
Yeah,
what the fuck is he
doing? Yeah.
So that's what he said. Or, I told you that 3 minutes ago. Are you mad? Yeah, I am mad. I have forgotten that. Or people will tell you something and you'll remember the outcase, but there'll be a section that you're not sure on. You have to ask again.
Yeah,
and so it's teeps.
Wow, and that's been helping you, the podcast.
Absolutely. And so I'm a robotics scientists and stuff like that. So rather than doing a podcast, spending hours at home getting it ready for the internet, I just have automated all that. So you just plug it
in and boom, everything's done.
It's done.
Oh, that's awesome. Good on
yeah.
you.
Yeah. So I just want to spread it. No, I really want to spread it to anyone who's interested.
Who wants to listen?
No, not listen to me. That anyone can do it. I will.
Oh, yeah, I'll give them the knowledge of how to do. Something.
I'll give them. Yeah, that's why I said. So,
teach me.
Yeah, I was going to do it around here. And so
what do you do when you podcast here? You talk about your walk.
No. Well, this is all the brain stuff. I have to say, in my podcast, what did I do? I did the first one on modifications for the podcast stuff, and then the second one, I'm building. Sort of advanced, like I was a teacher, and they're not interested in you. And so what I've done is I'm building a little circuit which is connected to the internet, and then just an array of electronics which will measure, a student can measure anything, and just absolutely win.
And awesome.
It is awesome. However, it's a struggle. Oh, can I say it's
what because of the work and the effort you have to do.
It's not out there easy to do. So nothing's really, look, all the boards are there, cheap as chips from China. the main board's $10. The thermometers, like an array of digital thermometers, $3 each. They are really nothing. And this little board is a little computer, and it speaks to the internet. But to get to speak to the internet, it's just got to really punch through it. So
it'd be an awesome accomplishment to do something like that, like engineering, electrical.
Australia's way behind, and what I want to do, I was just talking about it here. What I want to do is absolutely. I want to convert students from someone who can do science to someone who can actually be an officer.
Okay.
So I was just giving the military background about how the Australian philosophy is to teach everyone up to officer level, and that's what I want to do with the students. I want to teach them beyond what they do now, and
I want them to be
the superpower. I want Australia to be a superpower.
So where do you teach?
I was teaching. Oh, I can't say this on here because it, you know.
Oh, because you gave it
out. Oh, no, because it's going to the internet.
Taught locally, sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, I taught locally and.
High school.
Oh, okay. But what happened is that I was a research scientist, sort of going ahead. So I was going further and further ahead, and then a couple of my children were sick. The industry changed. I said, oh, "Look, I'll become a teacher," but I've had sort of the military training as a military instructor. So I came in, and people are very happy not changing. And so I didn't know it, but when I had the heart thing. All the doors closed, and so being there, I wasn't. Oh no, I'm upset. The doors closed. I'm saying, right, this is the time to take charge and to really inspire people. Are you inspired?
Yeah. So
what do you do?
Oh, I'm studying now. I quit my job. I was in the police, and then I quit 2 years ago to start studying because I wanted to always be a programmer.
Oh, programmer. Well, that's exactly what I do.
That's cool.
It's the problem. The problem is that the problems are out there, and people write on the internet, and people who are, I'm sorry, internet. The people in the internet they're dumb. I can't believe it. So someone says I've got a legitimate problem, and you just read through. Bad answer. But the real answer is it's been solved years ago, and it's actually in the coding language. So this, for instance, are you into C++ or any programming?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
there's... I tried C++, I do C#, Java.
Oh, okay, well, this is just a couple of things that just came across. There's a dot... fortunately, I've come across this before. You have your variable, and you put a dot clean to clean it up, and then you can communicate.
Clean keyword.
No, it's only used for when you have a string, and you want to communicate it to a web page.
Oh.
The web page will go bananas if there's blank spaces or.
And you do clean character. And eliminate them.
It just. You don't have to program. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to write any lines of code. It's just string
dot clean.
That's all.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Right. And so this is when I say it's absolutely tough because every once in a while I go despair. I cannot solve it anymore. Then I ask my friends, and they're all too busy. But by the time I've composed the email to ask them, and then I've gone for a walk.
You feel it out in your mind.
Yeah. Well, no, you just find it. Or, for instance, I want to. I'm already just building devices which will make people cry because they're so good. So already, this student thing is a battery powered thing.
Yeah.
They do nothing to it. They open it up, and. It's on 24 hours a day. It's just putting streaming data all the time, and so I'm up to three thermocouples across there, but they couldn't read beneath zero.
Oh.
All right, this, and then I open up the US code.
Yeah.
And you tell me if you this makes sense to you. They, the US code, they have declared the variable as an unsigned integer. So I have to get, you know, this
unsigned is where it's 0 to 32,000 or 0 to 8.
Yeah, that's right.
Not minus or
so they've put a U in there, and so all, and so this is something, so I say, oh, well, what I'll do is I'll get their most recent code. Yeah. So this is written 8 years ago. This is the prime, US site, and they haven't changed it. And you know, this is, so you've got the internet, people telling you to do it, and eventually the way to do it is a stock clean, or they've written
something
this code,
so
they've written the code, and they've put a U for unsigned. So no one using this major company's software has ever been able to measure beneath zero.
All it needs was just take off the unsigned.
So that's
take it out.
What else can I do? It's oh. Well, this is also it, this is so, what I'm doing is that I know where I'm going to make some money.
Yeah.
So I know that the next, you know, but I'm not going to make money unless people are just screaming for it and they can say, and now you can do this. But there's no point saying I'm going to try and sell this before anyone understands it. But the thing is that you can send your bit of data to the internet and it appends a file, you know, the append a file, just write the next bit on the file. Then you can, so it's in the server, then on your PC there's this command line stuff, which is just really simple stuff, and you can say download a file. But if you actually put the thing, look, I'll be able to, this is the end of my podcast, if you just put dash C in what have you got, it will look at what you've got on your computer, what's on the internet, work out the difference in bits, and only just scrape off the last bits.
Oh.
And so what happens is that you can send 30 bits a second, like there's nothing, 30 bits a second, and then your computer can only ask the internet for 30 bits a second, and it's...
That's awesome. Then you're inventing it.
No. It's all out there, except all your internet, that you garbage that you read, is, I recommend, blah, or like, no, the nothing...
It's a lot larger than what it needs to be.
No, nothing's documented. So so what happened, you just were having fun in the park, and so unfortunately, when what's going to happen is just me... Oh, I have to go like that... Just to speak to you, so I've just learned how to do interviews, but I just can't be bothered at this point in time.
Yeah.
But so you were just having fun in the park, and so the police would be a pretty amazing thing to do.
Yeah, it was. It just wasn't my passion. I've always wanted to program, and I was trying to learn to program whilst I was in the police. So it made sense for me that when I was unhappy, why not leave and do what I've always wanted to do?
Which surely, unfortunately for all the crims, they are unhappy and they do what they want to do.
Yeah, sure.
That's another thing. I'm intensely happy. I've been cured. I'm working away, just quiet. And because I don't care about anybody else, I'm just doing it like this. But I can begin to communicate. But I cannot understand what is crime all about. Do you have any idea?
No. A lot of it seems pointless, especially like kids being stupid. It's not. Like, there's no purpose.
What is it all about? But if it's not, if you're not, if they're not stealing from you, you have. I don't want to be too political. It's the. A politician, when they lie to you and get them to vote for you, vote for them, they have actually stolen the vote.
Yeah,
that is
true.
That is equivalent to stealing.
Yeah, you're right. Like they come out publicly. Like Julia Gillard would be an example, because that was a famous one where she said no No carbon tax. Yeah, carbon tax. And then, boom, as soon as she gets into power, carbon tax. But that was just one of the examples. But every single other politician's done the exact same thing. Like John Howard said, GST only 4 years, and we're still paying GST.
No, look, if I can say it, this will inspire you with computer programming, and this is beyond doubt absolutely true. I have invented a new number. I don't care if you don't believe me. I'm a guy in a beanie going for a walk for that. But yeah, so I've invented a new, and it's relevant to what you've said. So, and if, for me talking with you, I've got to to think all the time. But this is very relevant to politicians' promise. But I've invented a new number, which is not a measurement number. It's a number which zigzags about the place.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a treasure map number. So I've been set forward, left and right in one number. And the number has raised and lower cases. So a couple of big, and it's reduced, big, reduced, which is left, right, left, right. And this, without a shadow of a lie, because I could probably show it in your mobile phone, if you've got a mobile phone, because I'm a computer scientist and I've actually written it to read the number and write the app, all in one shot. However, so what happens is this follows a conversation, and I was wanting to use it for the police and stuff like that, follows a conversation with all the alternatives. So if I ask you a question, you can give me 20 answers, and it will record those 20 answers. And then for each of those 20 answers, I ask you further questions, as many questions as I want. And it goes...
Align them or match them up?
Well, it displays... Because the property of this number is it's all that information that displays it on your mobile phone. However, the most important thing is that if someone gives you an answer, which is a political promise, you can identify it, and then you can build whatever you want after that. But the moment that politician breaks the promise, the computer can pick it up and SMS you in the middle of the night. Say if...
That'd be awesome. That'd be a good app.
Look,
you almost finished it?
Oh, it's done. Look,
it's done. What's it called?
It's called Corrugated Numbers or All Things Considered. But I can give you the website for it.
Oh, okay. What's the website?
Okay. So you may as well do it. So.
Yep.
It's Lessenden.
Lessenden?
Lesson, as in lesson. School lesson.
Lesson.
P-E-E-R. That's the.
P-E-E-R, yep.
.com.
Lessonpeer.com.
Slash for the thing, capital P, capital H, capital S. That's the name of my school. That's capitals.
No, would it matter if it's capitals?
Yeah, it does. Yes, oh, yes, okay, it does.
Yep.
Yeah. Enter. Come on. Oh yes, yes, yes. Okay. So these are just the product of this app I've written. So. For instance, if we can take RSL, this is an example. This is a local politician, Stuart Ayres, right?
Oh, yep.
Okay, click on it. Okay, there he is. Okay, and there's... You can go up here and find any promises he's made, and it will SMS. And the problem
which ones are broken, which ones aren't.
The problem is that once I did it for a politician, so they kept on breaking promises so quickly, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But if
it's
you
a good one
to make. No, if you open that, you keep it up. It's there because it's not over yet. So I can. That's the first question. That's the green ones are answers.
Yep.
So that's a. Okay, so that's going right through there, and that goes...
Oh, and it puts the question...
It puts it as... How do we get the most out of MP? Politics jobs, now, sports and... what he was doing. So it's I just... Really, it's a regression. And then you click on that and it'll play the video of it, and it's done. And
that's actually amazing.
Yes.
Have you released it? Like out on Google Play or stuff like that?
No, I just wrote it, and everyone said, "You're mad, you're rubbish, you can't do it." And I said,
done it.
I just did it. And then, I don't know, there's this gap between what you can do and whatever people say. But it allows it.
I totally agree.
No, that's cool. So have a look on that. I'm going to go down.
Yeah, no.
I don't have to. Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't have to think. So, thanks a lot.
No worries.
And is the guy coming up?
Yeah.
Hopefully. Hopefully, I haven't wasted too much time.
No,
my wife's going to get. Oh, I'll be in trouble because normally I walk down to the gorge. All right, see you later. I'll go. Right, bye, mate. Okay, so that's a quick podcast. And I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening. And I don't know with the directional microphone how much you picked up of the other chap there. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.